Are you passionate about making a positive impact on a child's life? Then listen to this. Alpha Best Education, a national after-school program provider, is searching for site coordinators and group leaders in your area. At Alpha Best, enjoy career growth, no weekend work, part-time benefits, and deep tuition discounts for team members. Apply now with a quick 3-minute application. Just go to alphabest.org/careers. That's alphabest.org/careers. Make a difference. Join Alpha Best Education.
It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda. At first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside Ringwalk. What it do?
What up, champ? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm ready. I'm ready to finish, you know, tackling the week and conquering the next one, man. But I'm looking in the chat, and they're not filling the topic. So, you know, I'm going to point the finger at Danny. You know what I'm saying? He thought this was the hot shit, you know?
So hot that I'm already reaching out, trying to find sponsors to get us out there to cover this fight in person.
Wow. In Dubai.
Absolutely. I think this is going to be a mega event.
Why?
Because it's going to bring... Bro, you're talking about... you're the biggest star in the sport. And then...
Floyd?
Yeah.
And he got touched up this last fight. A lot of shots, highlights of him being touched up.
I think he was just trying to give the fans an entertaining fight, you know?
Oh, so he's Golovkin now.
You know, he knocked him out right after.
Okay.
So,
Yo, that wasn't a phantom punch. Someone sent me another angle.
No, I know it wasn't.
That shit landed.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, so Dubai?
Yeah, bro, think about it. Floyd, and then it's Deji, which means KSI gonna come out, which means Logan gonna come out.
Prime gonna be sponsored.
Prime gonna be, you know, in the building. And then very, very, very good chance Jake comes out.
Jay?
Jake.
Paul. And what is the travel time from the UK to Dubai? Because that's where Deji is from, no?
Like a 6-hour flight, 7-hour flight, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. I've never flew 7 straight hours for any fight.
Really?
You flew 7 straight hours for a fight?
Oh, for a fight? Nah.
Travel time, maybe, because of a stop. But
No.
On one plane for 7 hours? Five. For boxing? Never.
Five. I mean, New York, you know, it's 5, so.
Oh, yeah, because you're leaving from Vegas. It's definitely like 5:50, too, for you, right? Sometimes it's like 5 hours, 50 minutes.
Nah. It's closer to like 5 hours and 5 minutes, 4 hours and 55 minutes. Now, LA is a bit further west, a bit further from New York, but
I've never flown
from LA to Dubai nonstop, 16 hours.
Oof. That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work, honestly. I'm not gonna go.
So you need a layover?
Yeah, it's gonna have to be like my man's in them, and we're stopping Hawaii or something.
Yeah, they ain't
no
doing
way.
That. They ain't There's do that. No way. They ain't do that either time.
No, and that's fine. But there's no way. It's just not, I'm not interested in a 16-hour straight flight. Doesn't even matter if they gave me the same seat Billy and them had. I'm good.
So even if they flying you business class, don't matter.
No, because for one, for starters, the internet's not going to work there. Even if they sell you internet, I'll never be able to connect to chess.com. I've done that. I've been on many planes, bought many internets. It don't matter. Plane is traveling too fast. You'll never connect. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck are you going to do for 16 hours? Like, what can you do? You'll sleep some. You'll never sleep like at your house. You'll never get 8 hours in. There's no way you're getting 8 hours in. Not me. I don't even get 8 hours in my own bed, and I got a fucking Sealy Posturepedic, man. You know what I'm saying? My remote fucking makes the bed do all type of shit.
Your bed got hydraulics. When you were showing me, that was pretty dope. That was pretty dope. Now,
bro, you gotta invest in your well being. Like, you go home and you sleeping on a little cheap ass mattress, you're gonna be having back pains, waking up aggravated, aggy, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, neither here nor there. You right, champ. You are correct.
I mean, not as right as you. You seem to believe this the big one. It is being reported all over the internet. That Deji and Floyd Mayweather are officially confirmed for November 13th in Dubai, which, I mean, bro, what is that? 6 days, the week before Crawford and Bud, that hasn't even been announced yet? I mean, that fight's not happening, right? Like, obviously it's not. Like, how the fuck has everybody else just continued to announce and we're just losing days in traction on this big fight? This is weird, but somehow Not somehow, because Floyd is Floyd, you know, and that's why on our Super Chat wheel, if you land on it, you get to do whatever the fuck you want, because Floyd does whatever he wants, and that's why he went a week before the alleged date for the super fight that was supposed to be Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. There's 53 days away from that fight date of November 19th, and if somehow they went on the 12th, then they would get in front of Floyd Mayweather and Digi because they're going on a Sunday. The 13th is a Sunday. So
in Dubai, though, so is it like one of those Devin things where he's fighting in Dubai Sunday, but it's Saturday prime time in America?
I don't know. They got November 13th.
Because, you know, Devin's fight is October 16th in Australia.
But it's being promoted the 15th in America, so... You know, if they're promoting the 13th here, you know, it's either happening on the 12th or literally on the 13th. Regardless, if they were to go on the 13th, both men have to be in tip-top shape. They're 46 days out from the November 12th date.
And Jake and Tommy Fury's on the undercard, so Jake's really going to want to go. He was just on the phone with Tommy talking about making that fight.
He better slow down. I love him, but this is a real fight with Silva. He out here still trying to make fights with Floyd and KSI, and now you telling me Tommy? Boy, take it for real. Yo, you know they down Florida already. It's all right, though. I told you what I told you when I told you that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tim.
It'll click. It'll click, and when it do, you'll be like, yeah, I remember. I told you what I told you and how I feel, and that's why I act the way I act. And I said, it'll happen. I'm not wishing it on you, but it'll happen. You know, and that's just one of the stages right there, because I definitely seen pictures in Delray Boxing, which is the old Kevin Cunningham gym. And unless that's a lookalike, Jay Leon is in Delray Beach.
Yeah, and I just said I haven't even hit him.
And Shaquan Peters is there. And fuck, who else? Two other guys I know, but it's slipping. Slipping.
Okay.
But I will.
Man, I think it'll depend, really. See, Jake, does he show up if he loses?
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably not. But if he wins, of course. Of course he'll be there.
I think win or lose, he'll be there. Because, you know, I think he's prideful, and that's why he's in this sport. So he's not about to lose and disappear.
And actually, you know what? Mm-hmm. He will 99% be there. And let me tell you why I'm even more certain. Damn near want to say 100.
That's
bro, he's going to be in Saudi the week before. He's already going to be in the Middle East. You get what I'm saying? He's going to be in Saudi for Logan's WWE fight the week before. Logan's WWE fight's the week after Jake.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So Jake's going to go from his event to Logan's event in Saudi, I'm sure. He's already going to be in the Middle East. He's definitely going to be at this fight in Dubai.
So, what do you know about Deji? Because I watched his first fight, obviously. The first pay-per-view they did straight to YouTube.
Me too.
And I think he lost to Jake.
Yeah, he didn't look too good.
And he didn't look good. But then there was tremendous improvement from that fight to his last fight that was, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
A week. Yes.
I think he was on the Misfits
card,
no?
Yes, on the Misfits card. I don't remember the date, but yes, on the most recent Misfits card, the one where KSI fought twice in one night. And I will say that he improved.
He sure did.
He definitely improved.
A lot. I'm going to be real. A lot. I don't like this Floyd fight. You know, he's got no shot at winning. It's the prop bets here will be how many knockdowns does Floyd get before he stops him. I would have liked to see him keep fighting some of these misfits and build to a bigger fight. Not that that bigger fight, in my opinion, would ever be Floyd. I don't even know why Floyd is fighting this dude. How are you fighting the little brother and not KSI, who's 10 times bigger?
Because he's probably still going to get 25, 30 million for this one. And now it builds to that one, right? Like, think about it. Like, he could have went straight to KSI, but my man just made 20 million. If he just made 20 to fight that guy, he just fought this past weekend. He's going to get 25, 30 plus to fight Deji. Probably double, triple to fight KSI. Like, he's being smart. He's just bringing in, you know, just sweeping in the cash.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. It just seems wrong to have gone for Deji first. I get you with the build-up story. You spank on the little brother than the bigger brother who's more popular.
Tries to avenge the loss.
I get that. But the twist and the real reason I allowed myself to talk about this today is everybody has it wrong. We got to not forget that he said two exhibitions and one real fight. This is an exhibition. The last one was an exhibition. We get a real fight. Who that is, I think he was trying to make it McGregor. McGregor's playing hardball. For those that don't know, we haven't really been following it here on the show in terms of verbally putting it out there to you, but there has been some back and forth between McGregor and Floyd. According to McGregor, and from how he's been posting, his posts insinuate that he was offered a fight with Floyd, so he turned around and posted a picture of him uppercutting Floyd, saying not interested. Then there's a video of Floyd calling out McGregor, saying let's do McGregor Floyd 2. So was that the real fight and now it's off the table? Can Jake become the real fight and that's why he's killing himself? He was smart up until yesterday when for the first time he made a huge mistake on social media when calling out Floyd. Do you know what that is?
No.
He Canelo'd himself. Do you know what that means?
The weight.
That's right. Jake has never made 175, but for whatever stupid reason, he said he's 175, Floyd's 165, let's make the fight. The man's literally never weighed in under 190. Go figure. So Floyd will probably offer him the fight at 175 or two.
Or 170, because if he's saying, okay, you say I'm 65, you say you're 75, mm-hmm. Let's meet in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Because now you gave me that option. Now you left that open.
Yep.
Damn, man, I didn't even see that, but I like how you coined the phrase.
Oh, yeah. He Canelo'd him. It's a
wrap. For those of you that don't remember, it was not Floyd that requested the 152-pound catchweight from Canelo. It was indeed Canelo's team who proposed and said that they could make 152. So do not Canelo yourself.
Hustlers Home says, $5 Super Chat, I hope Floyd fights Oscar De La Hoya too. This could be huge. You're right, but Oscar needs to get one. Floyd's been busy, guys. Like, unless you just want to see Floyd pounce on him again, let's let Oscar fight Fernando Vargas Jr., who called him out yesterday on our win show, live from the Blue Wire studio, and that'll get Oscar's rust off. Remember, he was supposed to fight Victor Belfort. Thank God he didn't. Victor Belfort killed Evander Holyfield. And then that fight would have been over with right then and there. So best thing to do is certainly change the camera, Bo, because, you know, my man hasn't been talking for quite some time. And, the best thing to do is remember that whenever you send the $5 Super Chat or more, we're going to put you to this Super Chat wheel. And we're going to give everything away right now, live, actually. Bo, are you too busy? Can you start getting me some winners? Because, you know, we're on a tight deadline, so we might as well get this done today. Or would you prefer to do it the way you do it and announce it on I guess, the win show?
Whichever you prefer.
Because I don't think
we'll... Yeah, not the win show.
All right. 5 second intermission.
4, 3, 2, 1
Why am I not hearing my intermission? All right, they still hear me. This is my intermission. What up, Kenichi? Shout out to Kenichi Beer. Don't forget to get your set of Hibernation 5s right on KenichiBeer.com. Don't forget, use the code TBV to get yourself 15% off these amazing headsets. They also double as a gaming set. That being said, we powwowed, and Bo will be announcing the winners. So make sure you're following them and tuning into the show. We are trying to get those out sometime this week, because the month is almost out. There's a lot of stuff on our Super Chat wheel, which I'll show you right now since we do have a $5 Super Chat.
A $5 Super Chat from...
I think it was a Hustler's Home.
Yes.
Fraqua? No, it's not. But shout out to Fraqua. Check out Fraqua water bottles at Fraqua.com. It is the IBO shirt. That is a $5 item, so you ain't got to do nothing.
Did you get to the sarcasm $5 Super Chat?
No. I probably didn't even start from the top.
So sarcasm, I think that, yeah, that ain't the top.
Can you get to the page?
Yeah, champ. No worries. I got you.
No, because for whatever reason, sometimes you don't see ones that I see, and I'm like.
Yeah, because I think it's been Brandon. Lens for whatever reason.
What?
That I don't see.
Okay, so you got him blocked.
Probably. Probably said some stupid.
Bob Saget, $5 Super Chat says, got COVID, but it's nothing. Some TBV and THC can't help me get through. By the way, a Big G interview with Danny translation would be fire, fuego emoji. Yeah, we love Eduardo. Right? That's his real name?
Eduardo, yep.
We are actually been...
Are you passionate about making a positive impact on a child's life? Then listen to this. Alpha Best Education, a national after-school program provider, is searching for site coordinators and group leaders in your area. At Alpha Best, enjoy career growth, no weekend work, part-time benefits, and deep tuition discounts for team members. Apply now with a quick 3-minute application. Just go to alphabest.org/careers. That's alphabest.org/careers. Make a difference. Join Alpha Best Education.
You know, trying to figure out when we're going back down there.
It's funny enough, we were actually discussing Big G yesterday with Fernando Vargas on our 12 o'clock show. If you happen to miss that, we did have the Hall of Fame recently inducted Fernando Vargas in the win show yesterday. So go
who
check
took
that
shots
out
at all the other Hall of Fames and said, this is the Mecca of boxing, so I want to be inducted in Las Vegas because all the big fights are in Las Vegas. They've been in Las Vegas for the last 30, and they're going to continue to be in Las Vegas.
Longer.
So he made a case.
He did
definitely make a case. A little argument there.
Yeah, because I'm, yo, and I think of that all the time, and I'm sure there's like.
And who the fuck goes to Canastota? Bro, like, I've been there.
And that's what I was going to say. I've never been.
I've been there.
And I'm sure there's some historical, you know what I'm saying, significance, but it's not even just in boxing, right? Boxing has it in Canastota. Football has it in Canton, Ohio. Fucking baseball has it in somewhere in fucking Pennsylvania or some shit. Mm. Like, bro, it's in places that, you know, not that accessible.
So sarcasm, right? No, we got a spin for Bob Saget.
Yes.
Saget.
We hope you recover, Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Shout out to the THC.
Let's see what we could get.
Bob lands on the IBO hat. So you got to do absolutely nothing. We'll just put you in the runnings for the IBO hat, Bob. But we got a $5 super chat from Sarcasm, who says, you know the state of boxing sucks when retired boxer is more active than non-retired boxers. Laugh out loud. He totally
is right.
Has a fucking point.
Yeah.
Floyd is definitely more active than a lot of fighters, bro. And just continues to announce.
Bro, he fought in May. He fought in May. He fought this past weekend, and now he's going to fight again in November.
Crazy.
Shout out to you, Floyd.
Meanwhile, Jake is trying to take a shot saying that he's doing it for the taxes. So I wanted to address that. Like, I don't get why people knock people that do that. Let's hypothetically assume, Bo and Danny, that Floyd is deciding to fight to pay the taxes that he owes rather than go in his fucking bank and spend the money that he has to pay the taxes. How is that wrong? Why is that a bad thing? Like, I'm just trying to be honest. Like, if someone told me, listen, you got this bill, but you could work it off or you could pay it off, what am I going to choose? I'm working that motherfucker off. Why would I give you my cold hard cash? I already earned that.
No, like, for sure.
I don't understand why people laugh and say that as a joke. Honest, like, Floyd's still out here fighting to pay off his taxes. It's like, so you want him to use the money that's already in the bank under the pillow?
And I don't even think that's the case, truth be told.
But just hypothetically, if that's the case, because that's what the internet likes to do. They like to insinuate that he's fighting to pay his taxes. So just explain it to me. Either way, he getting paid, right? Because let me explain something. If you owe taxes, it's because you were paid. And if you're fighting, you're getting paid again. So, like, what the fuck is wrong with stupid people? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't be... You know.
Pretty no, I mean, Jake is included. He's the one that's putting it out to the universe. But there's other morons that say the same thing. And I want them to show me the better way. What are they going to tell me? No, Floyd should just get his money and pay Uncle Sam immediately. Not use his gross income, Danny, to invest it before it was taxed. No, pay Uncle Sam right away and then keep whatever percentage is yours, and that's that. No, like, you guys don't know what you're doing. You know? But anyway, that was for Sarcasm, right?
That was.
And he won the IBO hat. Am I right?
Shirt.
Shirt. No hat.
Oh, hat. Okay. Yeah. It was Hustler's Home that got the shirt.
Yeah.
Let me refresh.
But yeah, I do want y'all to tell me in the chat, what should he be doing? You know, I'm... Like, what did Michael Jordan do after retirement? Did he stop working altogether, or did he continue working in some other shape or form?
Well, the first time he retired, he went to go play baseball for 2 years.
Okay, so he kept being working. An athlete.
Yes, and then he retired from baseball and came back to basketball. And then, yeah, now, I mean,
Has he ever done any exhibitions? Any three-on-threes or... You know, some, like, novelty basketball game.
I don't know about basketball. He's huge on golf. Like,
okay.
That's what he spends his time in. Even when he was playing, There's stories of the MGM golf course that's in North Las Vegas of him playing like anywhere from $100,000 to $250,000 a hole. So yeah, he yeah, I know. Oh yeah. So yeah, he does like golf events all the time. Mm. But outside of that, I don't know that he does you know, like any basketball. He does, actually, he has his basketball camps. So he'll bring the, you know, people sign up, kid, you know, whatever. He'll bring kids out or whoever, and then, you know.
Has there been any, like, major signings out of a Michael Jordan basketball camp?
I mean.
Like, any Dominic Wade's, obviously no LeBron's, but, like, who's come out of his camp?
I would have to go back and check.
Damn, is that hard, huh? No talent coming up out of there then.
I mean,
I'm just thinking because, like, you see Mayweather, his gym is flooded with talent. Not to say that it's elite talent, but talent goes there because it's the Mayweather boxing gym. No, they hope to see Mayweather.
I'm sure, but it's just something that I don't, like, keep up with. Uh-huh. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I know when I was playing football, it was guys going to all these camps. And I'm going to be honest with you, just because they was there don't mean they was like that. But it was guys that were there that ended up, you know, going to do things and play ball somewhere else. But
I got a $5 super chat from Brandon in Houston, also the producer, that says, question of the day. If Canelo had the same attitude towards his rivals as Tyson Fury does, how much more popular would he be than he is now? I don't really understand that because...
Yeah, I think he needs to be more specific because the way I take that is...
Towards his rivals, the way Tyson Fury, they're like, I don't... I mean, I guess he's saying that Tyson actually addresses them. It has to be that. Canelo doesn't.
See, and I assumed he was talking about the way Tyson just overly talks shit and you fucking Dawson and you and you that. And if he is talking about that, if he is, which I think he may be... I think Canelo would be bigger. Mm. You know, Robert Garcia and numerous other respectable Mexican or Mexican-American people in the industry have been on record stating that, you know, if Canelo was that guy that was out partying and with multiple women having, which, you know, ain't really my business, but he do got the multiple, you feel me? But
and he was partying the other day. Maria!
But you get what I'm saying? You know how basically they describe it as how public it was with other people in the past, like Chavez. Mm-hmm. They feel that he would be more adored because, you know, majority of Mexico.
But that normalizes you. That's why it humanizes you. Like exactly. It's like, oh shit, the champ is an alcoholic just like me. Chingong.
And Robert Garcia, I actually remember interviewing Fight Week for Porter Crawford, and the word that he used. Fuck, what was the word? It wasn't macho. It was basically showing, like, you know, who's the man and shit. And that's the
guapo?
Nah, that's he didn't call him cute. But basically saying what? That.
Canelo used that word and it didn't mean cute. He said, ¿quién es más guapo? The fuck you mean cute?
Or handsome. What else does it mean?
Why would he be saying that?
What does, you tell me what guapo means.
I thought it meant tough. Look it up. Google it right now and then say sorry, champ. That's the problem. Why, like, your Spanish and my Spanish is different. What'd it say?
Yeah, is a person who is attractive, takes very good care of themselves.
Second meaning,
a person that is well-dressed or very well-upkept.
Wow. What about in slang? Put slang.
Synonyms is handsome and beautiful. And in slang.
Now yeah, I feel like he's lying.
Handsome or pretty, bro. What the fuck?
He's lying right now.
Bro, you fucking Google it, motherfucker.
You're lying right now.
Fuck wrong with you? Tom, bro, I'm lying. Like, I don't speak more Spanish, better Spanish than you.
You don't.
Next.
What Spanish you speak?
Man, don't worry about it.
But anyway, neither here nor there.
What it say?
I don't know. I ain't look it up. I'm busy.
I just saw you close out Google. I'm curious.
I mean, I'm on mad Google pages here. Like, I got the Floyd page. I got Blue Wire.
Just,
like,
matter of fact,
I got my weed transfer.
I'll just send you the link.
You know what I'm saying? I'm busy over here trying to get this show going.
We need to get these flights going to Dubai for this mega event, champ. Let me tell you. That's what we need to get going.
I'm not interested, honestly. Oh, you know how that is.
So a sponsor come to you. Yo, we want you to come cover this mega event.
What mega event?
Floyd Mayweather versus Deji.
I never heard of Floyd Mayweather or Deji. So
put the camera back on him. Yeah.
What is that?
All right, well, catch us tomorrow then.
Sound like the ground rising.
Yo, did you guys happen to catch the
Mayweather Deji announcement? I did, bro. Aren't you excited for it?
I mean, not excited. No, I don't know. That's because you've planned the various Dubai trips. Is this is why you're trying to act like this is a big fight?
Nah, it is a big fight, though.
Because it's happening in Dubai?
Bro, because fucking Floyd just sold out a fucking arena on the other side of the fucking world. And because fucking Deji was just part of that big-ass event that sold out in the UK. And everything else going on that just tells, just screams like big event. You know what I mean? Like, we all know KSI gonna be there. Logan gonna, like, bro, Jake Paul. What they say, all roads lead to Jake Paul. He gonna be there. I'm just saying.
Guess not.
All right, y'all.
I'm just going through this. I honestly can't even believe that this.
That I know more Spanish than you and that the meaning is what I said it is?
No, I mean, again, we come from different parts of the world, bro.
But you use Canelo as the example, and he literally come from where my peoples come from.
I don't care what you think.
All right, Ness.
In other news, what did Keyshawn say?
Great fucking show.
What Keyshawn say, Danny, about Errol?
That Crawford like that?
I know what Deji said about
that Crawford's like that?
What Deji say?
He said that this fight is official. I mean.
But.
Why y'all want to get into the next show topic?
What next show topic? We ain't talking about that Frank Martin shit. We going to talk about that in the next show?
What we talking about at 12 o'clock?
Frank Martin? For real?
Nah, I'm asking you, what are we talking about at 12 o'clock? I don't know. I ain't say shit about
Frank
Martin.
What Frank Martin got to do with?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Well, that's
shit
what
about.
I thought Bo was talking about, the Frank Martin Keyshawn shit.
I said, what did
shit.
Keyshawn say about
him? Yeah. Keyshawn? Bro, y'all both either acting stupid or...
What did
ain't
Keyshawn,
had no fucking coffee this morning.
What did he say about Errol, Danny?
He said Crawford like that.
Oh.
That's what he said before Errol said Frank Martin like that. So, you know. I don't know what else he said. Did he say anything else, bro?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's why I was asking Danny.
Danny, what else he said?
I mean, shit, if it ain't a show, let me pull the shit up then. Hold on. Yeah, so Errol said. Hold on, right here. Where the fuck this shit at? He said. So it started. Errol Spence tweeted, Frank Martin really liked that.
Yeah.
Keyshawn replies, Terrence Crawford really liked that.
Yeah.
And then Errol responds, he is what you thought I'd say something different, ... Keep working. You're not on our radar yet. And then I believe that was it.
But I'm lost.
And then Keyshawn responded, "I gotta respect that champ," with the handshake emoji.
But how? How are they not on the radar? Frank Martin ain't co-maining. And until they announce a Colbert fight, he ain't never main event. Frank Martin ain't got no silver medal.
He's co-mained.
Frank?
Absolutely. I've seen him co-main.
Where?
It was either like a FS1 or a Fox card or something like that. For sure.
How long ago?
Honestly, before Earl, like, it wasn't this year. It was last year for sure. Last year for sure. Because I remember I was at my old spot. So, yeah, it was last year.
Mm.
You know? And I'm not, obviously, FS1 and ESPN, you know, on Shakur undercards is two totally different things. But, I'm not going to lie. I find it interesting that it, like, ended at that. You know, but, I mean, you got to give it to Earl. At least he gave Crawford his credit, you know.
For sure.
He said, what you thought I was going to say something different. So, you know, I just want that fight to happen. I don't care about that other shit, all that other shit. Man, I want to see Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence Jr. step into the ring. You know, whether it be a 20 by 20. I think a 20 by 20 would be best, but, you know, just step into that square circle and give us a fight. That's all I want.
I mean, you talked about it. Do you want Keyshawn on the undercard? We talking co-mains with Frank Martin?
Just not realistic.
Why not?
I mean, different sides of the street, bro. Politics.
You
know what I'm saying? Bud's a free agent. Bud could do whatever Bud want to do. So he come to PBC, work with Al. Excuse me. Showtime, Fox, whoever over here, he could do that because he a free agent.
All right, well, let me give you this screen share.
Let's see it.
It didn't work. All right. Give me 1 minute.
Un momento.
I don't know. Yo, this is so funny sometimes, I swear.
What's your computer?
No. Safari. It's like 1 minute it'll play the video. Next minute you ain't playing the video.
Well,
here we go.
Okay.
Terrence Crawford, because he on your ass, nigga. Tweet. Talking about Earl Spence tweeting his boy. How about you tweet Terrence Crawford, because he on your ass, nigga. Tweet Terrence Crawford. That's why I had to tweet Terrence Crawford. Talk about, cuz really like that. Nigga, Terrence Crawford really like that. Scary. Talking about Earl Spence tweeting his boy. How about you tweet Terrence Crawford, because he on your ass, nigga. Tweet Terrence Crawford. That's why I had to tweet Terrence Crawford. Talk about, cuz really like that. Nigga, Terrence Crawford really like that. Scary.
But this happens often, right? It's like, you know, you inherit the beef, man. You know, you got to pick a side, man.
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data ever. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. See T-Mobile.com.
So he's showing that he picked his side. You know, I know you talked about it, but you now are saying it's unrealistic. Kind of what I said. We'll never get Keyshawn, Frank Martin, and it definitely won't be on the undercard of Earl and Crawford. But, Bo, do you think otherwise?
I don't know when. I just can only pick a fighter, to be honest. And I will pick Keyshawn in that fight.
Over Martin?
For sure.
You know, obviously we talked about the co-main. You know, co-main in a pay-per-view and then co-main in a non-pay-per-view, it does bring something different. You know, we've seen fighters who've headlined non-pay-per-view cards, co-main on pay-per-view cards, because that's what it is. You know, Leo Santa Cruz, I can't count how many pay-per-view undercards he's been on before he got his own. So, you know, to me, it's just not a realistic fight. Mm-hmm. And the realistic fight is Terrence Crawford.
I mean, I won't say it's completely unrealistic, because truth be told, Wilder Fury, when they did that, both promoters got fighters on the card. So
yeah, but they that was a co-promotion. This isn't.
Let me finish. You know, they came together, so you know, you never know if because of BOMAC's tie to
Terrence Crawford is still suing Top Rank. Currently,
I know, but because of BOMAC's tie to Keyshawn, it's not like Bob Arum is not going to see the positive in Keyshawn being on a, I don't know, the pay-per-view of the last decade. What pay-per-view is bigger than this?
I mean, we got to see it play out. Obviously, the anticipation. I mean, Mayweather-Pacquiao and Mayweather-McGregor both have been in the last decade. Mayweather-Canelo was in the last decade.
When was Mayweather-McGregor, 14?
Mayweather-McGregor was 17.
Oof, yeah, so they fucked.
I mean, yeah, Canelo.
It's even tough to be in that decade and top those numbers. Those are some crazy ass numbers.
Mayweather Canelo was in the last decade. So
isn't it every 10? What year was the 13. Canelo? Oof. Damn.
12?
Yeah,
13. I think 13.
This generation's fucked then. They're going to have to wait like 20 years before they could do new, you know, historical numbers, because Mayweather's will always be so high.
Yeah, and, you know, you talking those once in a lifetime kind of numbers type shit. I mean, so
they obviously not once in a lifetime for Floyd. He's already done 3 13. Astronomical pay per views with Canelo, with McGregor and Pacquiao.
Well, I think the McGregor
even Oscar, didn't Oscar do 2.42?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Mayweather, McGregor, and Pacquiao, those were the ones that it was like. Everything else was like 2 point something.
But there's not a lot.
Those was in the force.
I know. Yeah. Which are double. Yeah. So it's close, significantly more. But outside of Oscar Floyd, Floyd Canelo, there's no more 2.4 that I know of.
No. I was just saying.
Unless we're talking heavyweights, right? Maybe like Tyson and Lewis.
Yeah, because I know, I think Floyd has 5 or 6 of the top 10.
I mean, someone sent me, I always lose it. Someone sent me a link. Like, someone took the time to make a story with all the pay-per-views, and they consistently updated, but I always lose that link. I need to bookmark it.
All right, I got you, champ. Don't worry. I got one right here.
But while you pull that up, Supermax, Plainview, Texas. Actually, we got a spin for Brandon. In Houston. Adidas boxing gloves, Brandon.
So,
750 tilts.
Mayweather,
if you want them, you know what you got to do. Send in another 10.
Mayweather Pacquiao, 4.6.
Uh-huh. Damn.
All right. Mayweather McGregor, 4.3.
Damn.
And just want to note that both events were priced at $100.
Damn.
So, you know, different. Mayweather De La Hoya, 2.4.
Mm.
Mayweather Canelo, 2.2.
See, but that says it all. There's no one in between. That's like I said. So and after him,
nobody's done 2 except Floyd.
It gets less, right?
Yeah, the I mean, next, the Evander next Holyfield, Tyson 2 was 1.99.
That's what I'm telling you, bro. It's going to be, you know, you got to follow his green print.
I like how they mix in the UFC pay-per-views, but the UFC.
And you know who has a shot, but he doesn't have the skill to remain?
Bro, no fucking way. Tyson Roy Jones Jr., their exhibition, 1.6 million.
No, but we knew that. We reported that. You don't remember? I mean, maybe you weren't a host.
No, I wasn't on the show yet.
But yeah, bro. And I told people, like, remember when it was a rumor? They're like, yo, I'm like, bro, this is about to do so well. And it did. Unfortunately, Tyson still says he didn't get paid, man.
Man, let me tell you.
But Trilla does say they paid someone else, but we now see the Trillas not paying nobody. How could they do that?
Well,
Where's the government at? Like, these dudes, since they came in the game, they robbed the legend. Then they've been fishy ever since. It's like,
so, bro, this event, if you remember, was Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, Thanksgiving weekend, so much going on in the world, right? Everybody stopped what they're doing. I'm talking about the whole family gathered around, bro. 30, 40 people to watch the fight. Like, everybody was so intrigued by this fight. I was, like, astonished. Everybody was so intrigued. But then we have...
Casual Boxer Fan, $5 Super Chat says, what... I guess he meant... I don't know what could he meant. What go down, TBV? I mean, maybe he meant what's going down, TBV? What's with the pressure on these young fighters having to get KOs? What happened to enjoying boxing? Shakur did his thing. He sure did his thing to me.
I think that it's just a matter of people wanting to be excited, wanting to be competitive and shit, you know. And of course, there's always going to be those comparisons. Oh, if this young fighter fought this former world champion and knocked him out, and then this young fighter fights that same former world champion and gets, you know, a flawless decision, there's always going to be those comparisons, that critique and things like that. So,
I never read Supermax. Oh, my God. He said, great show on the Porterway. Guys, hope to see y'all do that again. Also, any rumblings on Spence Crawford? It seems went cold again. Shaking my head. So we got to spin that for Supermax.
And I appreciate the love, man. I really enjoyed the collab with the Porterway podcast, and I received a lot of positive feedback. I actually went back to watch it for on their stream, and you know, all the comments coming in for the most part were positive.
Oh shit, who that? Max? It was Max, right?
Yeah,
Max, you landed on the
FTWR
brand Boxing Voice collaboration shirt. So if no one else lands on it, we'll be sending that to you. Yep, we got Casual Boxing Fan. He get a super chat spin doing his thing. Kenichi Bear headphones, Casual Boxing Fan. All you got to do is send in another 10, be in the raffle for that. So, Bo.
Yes, sir.
I was just rocking mine this morning.
Yeah, he did. You jumped out and it was all lit up.
Yeah, that shit fire.
What do you think we should be doing for this afternoon, man? We ain't got no topic. I got Jimmy hitting me up, man. Send me something. Send me that fire you be cooking up. I got Hustlers Home says, hey, sir, who the fuck is Dominic Wade? Oh, did I say that? Dominic Wade was a boxer, but I guess I meant...
he fought...
Triple G, but when I said Dominic Wade, I thought... I was thinking of the other Wade, the basketball player. What's his name?
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. See, if we would have been talking about... Let me shut up.
You funny.
I was going to say, because... his wife is memorable from Bad Boys. Ain't he still with that girl?
Yeah, Gabrielle Union.
Yep.
Damn, that's what she's memorable from? Bad Boys?
I mean, you younger, so you probably know her for something else.
Nah, I mean, yeah, Bad Boys for sure.
I mean, I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real. Gabrielle Union, she's not the girl from Belly, right? Like, she's not. That's just a lookalike. The girl from Belly, way better. I mean, no disrespect. And if that's her, damn, she did her thing. You don't know the girl from Belly?
Nah, I don't think that's her. I'm just making sure.
Bo, why you acting quiet? You ain't never see Belly?
So I was looking at the news.
Yeah, that's definitely not her.
And I see, obviously, that Anthony Joshua missed the fight deadline to sign the contract. Then I was just looking at Emmanuel Charles' comments about that, which surprised me.
What was the comments, bro?
No, he said, everybody wants to fight if Fury don't fight AJ. That's all it is. It's like, bro, I was just telling Danny this shit this morning while we were smoking. Shout out to How the Ding. It's like, bro, boxing is such shit right now. Everything is fights that are not real. Shakur Tank, Martin Davis, Crawford, Bud. Like, there's nothing. Fury Joshua, Fury Mahmoud Char, Fury Chisora. You know, like, nothing is real. Wilder versus Ruiz. Like, nothing is fucking real. It's sad. Every day, it's a hypothetical fight. Like, give us some real boxing to talk about.
Manuel Char said, Anthony Pussywa, sign the paper or go out and let real men fight.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't think Manuel Char would say something like that. And then the girl from Belly.
I don't even know who the fuck Manuel Char is.
Man.
Manuel Char.
Like I said, if that fight happened, I ain't watching that shit.
I got that $5 spin. My man's making me laugh. He's like, who the fuck is Dominic Wade? But Dominic Wade, bruh. Dominic Wade, he won in life. At least once. He got the Triple G fight.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real, Serafina was his wifey at one point.
Word?
What?
I ain't know. Oh, yeah, he was winning. Oh, word. See what we could get.
FTW brand shirt. Damn, right when you thought you was about to be the only one, you're not, Supermax. So you and... was my man's in them name? Casual Boxing Fan. Y'all both in the FTWR shirt. Super Mix and Casual Boxing Fan. Damn, Bo, so all you found was Mahmoud Char news. That's crazy. Bo trying to get a short one at the win.
Nah, that wasn't the news I was announcing. Again, I was just surprised that he said what he said. I think it's kind of rude to throw something like that on the screen at the win.
I got to spin for my man. No, Dan, that was for you, not for Superman. I mean, not for Casual Boxing Fan. That was Hustler's Home. Hustler's Home won the shirt. Sorry, Casual Boxing Fan. That wasn't you, homie. You know that. But next, Javier Caputillo. Shout out to Javier Caputillo in L.A., world-renowned trainer. He says, in Spain and Puerto Rico and Colombia, I've heard them use the word guapo to refer to a guy being tough. Is but in Mexico, it means handsome. So you're both right. Yeah! I fucking told you. But yo, Javier, I swear to God, I can't find it on the internet. It's insane to me. Like, everywhere on the internet is what Danny's saying, so I won't lie. But shout out to Javier. He's old school, too. He's older than me, so believe me, he ain't lying because he's heard it, just like I've heard it. It's crazy. Guapo means tough in certain places, bro. Like, oh, este es un guapo. Oh, este es guapo. Mire. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. That's how we use it, but whatevers. Javier, do you want to spin? I'm going to still give you a spin because you always supporting us, man. You know what I mean? We're going to send you whatever you win. TBV hoodie. That's perfect. That's perfect, Javier. I mean, you do got to send another five, but that would be perfect for you. Actually, we're going to throw you in there because you a trainer. We're going to throw him in there, Bo. Know what I'm saying? Because we need you to be wearing a TBV hoodie. Even though it's L.A. and you might cook your insides in a hoodie, I'm just saying.
Everybody boxing always liked the Boxing Boys gear.
Mm.
Asking for hats, asking for shirts, hoodies.
Yeah, man.
Shout out Bo Mac.
Yeah, he took one. I hope he gonna wear it. Where is that, yo? Hey, yo, Bo, where is that?
Should be on his head.
Mm. Hopefully. So that was Javier. Let me see here. Looks like we got James Benitez with another one. He says, bruh, Keyshawn ain't ready for no Frank yet. Don't cap for him and make him take that L. Too soon. Frank really liked that. I've been saying it. I mean, we got to see them fights. Frank really liked that with his silver medal lap. Right now, they on the same level, and Keyshawn is above him because he the medalist. Simple. Like busting a pimple. But you get this fight out of Super Chat. Spin. Oh. Oh, wow. Everybody hitting that FTWR shirt today. That shit. Somebody definitely getting. We got a bunch of people up in that. Let me see here. That was James Benitez. Wait, Benny. There we go. I think that's right. That might be wrong, but we'll fix it. Who next? Looking like Terrell, a.k.a. Rel from Detroit out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Spence versus Crawford, not happening. One of them fighting Thurman first. $10 fatty. Let's spin it. Bo, what you think? Thurman getting it? I don't think Thurman getting it.
The Spence fight?
The Spence or the Crawford before they fight each other.
Spence said it'll never happen on more than one occasion, so.
So it'll be Crawford?
I don't think the Spence-Crawford fight happening this year either.
No, but Thurman Crawford.
Oh, Thurman Crawford, I could definitely see that happening.
Got the title bag for Rel. And he landed on a spray ground bag, Rel. You definitely might want to go ahead and send another 10 because that is one of the best bags that we got. And now would be the best time to go ahead and get in on that. So you get that. You know what I'm saying? But up next, Bo, what you found? You cooked up something? Let me see if my man Brandon found me something.
Brandon Lenz in Houston, Texas.
What up?
What's poppin'? Yo, Ness.
Yo.
So what's the longest you could be on a flight?
Bro, I'm not interested. You are wild.
I'm just asking. Just in general, for future reference.
I mean, it depends. If we going, you know, like Caribbean and like tropical, you know, then I can sacrifice. Like if I'm going to Bali, I'm going to think about it longer than Dubai.
You know Dubai got beaches and shit, right?
It ain't Bali. You don't Google. The best beaches.
I'm not saying they got the best beaches. I'm just saying.
One of the best beaches in the world is in the Grill, and the other is in the Mediterranean. Simple. Mm-hmm. Juneau is a list out there.
Yeah. Actually, I have looked into Bali, and you know the stop, you got to. It's typically Dubai. Mm. Just throwing that out there.
I mean, I'm not interested. That's why I never been to Bali or Thailand. I love the way. Everything I've researched, but it's just like travel time. Mm-hmm. No weed. Literally in those countries, no weed is not good to even smell like it. So it's like, tu sabe. Look, Philippines. Ain't that the Mediterranean?
Nah, I don't know.
Tanzania.
I ain't Filipino.
Hawaii. I've been there too. See, I have to go to Rio. I ain't been to Rio. Look, top to bottom, right? 25 most beautiful beaches. Sand Beach, Luzon, and Philippines. This is in Greece. Tanzania, Hawaii, Rio.
It was just a question, champ. You feel me?
Oh, shit. Look, Australia. Yo, my backyard, Clearwater. Mm. That's, you see how high that was on the list?
Nah, dude.
You should feel blessed that you live in America. See what I'm saying? People travel around the world for the best beaches. They come to America for one of the best. Just like we go to Jamaica for one of the best.
I ain't never been there, so that don't apply to me.
You never been to Clearwater Beach?
Nah, bro.
Man. I mean, you got time. You young. Mm-hmm.
It's all good, champ. It's all good. Javier Capetillo, $5 super chat.
Oh, he said send him that hoodie. I already have put you in there, Javier. I said you a trainer. You don't need to send that extra $5, but we'll take it.
James Benitez, $5 super chat, says Olympians get knocked out every day. A medal doesn't determine your greatness.
Show me.
Keep buying the hype. Frank, Tank, Shakur are the real. Keyshawn not ready yet.
Show me Olympians getting knocked out every day. Show me that. Show me.
That's not heavyweights.
Because you're going to say Wilder the bronze medal? Stop hating. That ain't every day.
Look like we found the leader of the Frank Martin team or crew or whatever they going to be named.
Which is crazy because ain't he not an Earl fan?
I don't know.
I thought he was.
Maybe he'll call in and let us know. James Benitez.
So I got two topics. WBA ordered Laura, which is, again, what I've been saying. Those fights that we know not going to happen. And then we got Usyk eyes three more fights before retirement. Fury, Canelo, and a farewell fight.
Hold on, say it again.
You heard me.
What?
Nah, I didn't.
He want Fury, Canelo, and a farewell fight.
Who?
Usyk.
Okay.
I feel. Yep.
I feel.
Yep.
Okay. I like that.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give Canelo a chance to become the first Mexican to be a 5-division.
Give Canelo a chance to get knocked out at heavyweight. Get sleppy slept.
Not if it's a catch weight of 200.5.
Canelo getting slapped by Usyk. If he don't get slapped, he gonna get pimp smacked with so many punches.
Talking about pimp smack.
Word is born.
Maybe he could, you know, outbox him.
Bro, never. If Bivol did that, you know, like for me, I always thought Usyk would lose for being small, not for not knowing how to box. He would outbox circles around fucking Canelo. Canelo needs to be like this. He on that wide, planted, I'm going to throw big punches, counter punches at you. Usyk on his toes, dancing, popping the jab at him, flicking. Pop, 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 pop. I doubt it, man. I don't know. Your man's got to stay away from that fight.
All right, champ.
Seriously. More hypothetical topics. Should we do 12 o'clock? Who should Shakur's first opponent at 35 be? More hypothetical. That's what I'm saying. Boxing is full of bullshit right now. All we got is bullshit. We ain't got nothing real. Look, more hypotheticals. Zurlo, GGG didn't do enough against Canelo. Just tried to survive. It was kind of sad for fans. He ain't lying. But I don't want to talk about that. Why are we talking about old news, right? Like, who cares that GGG shit the bed? Thank God that fight is over. Thank God he shit the bed. They'll never revisit it. It's over. That shit is done. So I'm happy that he's done.
Triple G? Is he done, though?
He's done when it comes to Canelo.
Yes, very much so. Does he go back to 160? Or does he stay at 68, bro?
Most likely, in my opinion, I think he would stay at 168. After he got to that weight, accommodated a custom at the point of his career, older, I feel like 168 is probably better for him as well. Another weight cut have drain him too much, bro.
I don't even know what to do with this, Daniel, that you sent here.
What did I send, champ?
I hit the exclamation point on it. He said Maxi Hughes. That's unrealistic, man. Fucking Shakur ain't gonna stoop down to no Maxi Hughes and grab that IBO. I wish he would, but we know he not. If Bob Arum ain't want to spend the money on Joe Cordina, ain't that his name?
Sure. Yes.
All right. So that being said, champ, you, because you looking up Dubai. Fuck Dubai. But if Bob,
I mean, it's the show topic, champ.
Would he have invested in a Cordina unification?
He said no. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about the comparison to Maxi Hughes as a possible opponent. Like, how realistic is that? I'm just saying, I think it's unrealistic since
for a first fight versus...
Bro, if you didn't invest in me becoming fucking almost undisputed, why would you invest in bringing Maxie Hughes for me IBO. To fight him for a regular belt?
IBO.
All right.
I mean, who else? Who you got?
Got what?
For the first fight at 35.
I need to go through the top ranked stable. You know that.
All right.
You know that. Yo, my man said, "What you mean, stoop down?" My man, Shakur. Yo, Shakur calling out Devin, but you want him to go fight Maxie. And when Devin considered Maxie, it was when there was nothing there. That was when, you know, George Camboso, they was trying to put out in the universe that George might not want the rematch. So he might get a hometown after, you know, his thing.
I think something realistic is the loser, Jermaine Ortiz versus Loma.
Unrealistic?
I think realistic.
I don't think that the loser gets the fight with Core.
No.
I mean, that ain't even been the trajectory. Like, who has Core got off a loss? Nobody.
I'm just saying it's his first fight at
35. It ain't happening, man. Not like that. I'm telling y'all. Not like that.
All right.
No way. Core don't even got a gimme. Like, his gimme is Joette. Like, think about that. Where's his gimme at? Herring was a champ. Valdez was a champ. Like, Nakatilia is a puncher that, you know, I haven't seen anybody else fight. You know, and was that a defense? Or a mandatory? Do you remember?
Defense.
All right. You know? So I don't know any gimmies after becoming like champ. Obviously they could say the bubble. He got like a $500,000 fight in the bubble, but like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a gimme in the bubble.
He opened up the bubble. So yeah, man.
Yeah, but I don't expect Hughes or anything small. Especially from a Shakur, man. I just don't. Man, that's crazy that you think Hughes is okay. You think Top Rank would approve that?
I'm just saying this is first fight at 35. Like I said, like you said, probably had to look at the guys over there, but I don't see that as a bad fight. You know, I don't know how soon we're talking, but it is what it is. What you like, Bo?
For Shakur, I'm actually going to Boxrec right now just to see who all at the 135, not at the top of the top.
Yeah, I'm trying to see myself. You know. Co-main
what?
I'm just trying to see who he could fight at 35.
Oh, we still doing that? Well, that was supposedly a show topic. Do you think it's worth a show topic?
We've already discussed it here, so probably not.
It ain't always going to be good breaking news. Know what I'm saying? I like what Kanna said when he said rank the top heavyweights, things like that.
I agree.
We got CYP on the line, though.
What up?
Let's see.
Yo. If I run over, just feel me. Let me know. Listen to this. I know Bo for sure might know this. I think Danny might too. Who is the face of track and field?
Usain Bolt.
Thank you. Anybody else agree or disagree?
I mean, I kind of agree for now, but I like Kevin Johnson. I like some of the older people, America's. And the girl
The girl. So what's my?
Richardson.
Which girl are you talking about?
Richardson.
Okay, cool. So what's my point? When people always say Canelo's the face of boxing, I say, no, he's not. Floyd is. People say, well, Floyd's not active. Nigga, neither is Usain Bolt. Thank you very much. We can move on from that. When it comes down to this medal shit, right? I looked at the top boxers right now. You got Tyson Fury, you got Crawford, you got Bud, you got Canelo, you got Wilder, you got Charlos. None of them dudes got gold medals. Actually, only Wilder got the medal out of all them dudes. And I said to myself, I looked at history. I said, man, there are more champions made that did not get Olympic medals than medalists who became world champions. Like, literally, I don't know why we keep using that. Oh, where's your gold medal? Where's your medal? Where's your medal? Motherfucker, I don't need one. The same way Canelo don't need one. Same way Fury don't need one. Same way Charles don't need one. Same way Tank don't need one. Same way Earl don't need one. Same way Bud don't need one. Like, why do we keep conflating these two together? Like, what you did as an amateur is great for you. And I'm even going to put myself down. As an amateur track and field star, I was a star on the amateurs. When I became a pro, I was all right. I was all right. But as an amateur, I was the man. That does not take nothing away from the dude to whoop my ass as a pro. I cannot use that against them. When we lined up in their realm, they taxed me. When they lined up in my realm, I taxed them. It's all fair and fair. What I say probably ain't going to change shit because boxing fans are stubborn. But the truth of the matter is, that metal shit don't mean nothing nowadays. This is not the Ali and the Sugar Ray era no more. Even Andre Ward era, that shit's done. Get up in here, hone your skills, and get it popping. Last thing. We just stop saying that Wilder is not a good boxer. Just say Wilder's not the best skilled boxer. Because to be successful at what you attempt makes you good at it. And if Wilder's not successful with boxing, then none of us are successful at life. See where I be going.
Appreciate the call.
My boy was kind of spitting a little bit just then.
He was.
Okay. Because the medal stuff, keep in mind, you can't even win medals. They about to...
Right,
take the boxing out the Olympics, so medals won't even exist.
But we was talking about that at the Wind Show with Vargas, and you know, he makes a great point. Those people have achieved a lot without a medal, but the medal still gets you higher paid. But at the end of the day,
yeah, I was just saying it's not going to
exist. Leonard made $40,000 as a debut, and I don't know if Danny can find what Shakur made. Or Robisi made as a gold medalist debut and a silver medalist debut. But it definitely matters. Does it matter in the ring? No. But your amateur accolades get you paid as a pro. They get you a bonus. They get you that the signing bonus, the camp expenses. You know, you might get a car. Tank got a car.
It's over.
There's a couple of people we just was talking. Who the hell we was talking to? They gave him a car.
No,
just yesterday, somebody
Jake bought Hassim the Corvette.
No, not that. Like when you sign, like Tank got a truck. I remember.
That Floyd. Jeep. Yep.
Yeah, and people get calls all the time. B, look, just yesterday, someone tell me how much they got.
That was Robisi Ramirez. They got the car in Cuba and they took it, if I'm not mistaken.
Someone just made someone tell me yesterday, like, yo, tell them what they gave you for the signing bonus. And it wasn't a lot, but he got one. You know what I'm saying? He got one. So, you know, that shit does matter. Like, in the long run, like, yeah, CYP's absolutely right. Like, bro, I'm going to become a champion with or without your medal. But, you know, having them accolades, you know, having them accolades have given Keyshawn the ability to be with BoMac right at the Olympics. You know, if he was just some regular dude, he would have to go all the way to Nebraska and prove himself in sparring. Like, yo, I want you to train me. Check me out. But his accolades is out there. They know what he is. They seen what he's done. So they could look at him and be like, oh, yeah, I like this kid. We could work with this kid. He got potential, you know?
I don't see anything
Anthony Joshua concrete. Became a champion too. He was a gold medalist. You know, who else?
That's all of the past, though. Like, it's over now.
What?
Getting gold medals, silver medals.
Yeah, for sure, for like sure.
No more bonuses, no more.
Nah, I mean,
no, you'll get bonuses.
You'll
because,
get bonuses.
Because if you got nationals.
I'm talking about for having a medal.
I mean, yeah, no, the bonus is not going to stop.
Yeah, now they'll, now you'll, you know, they will, you know, over glorify your national wins and shit you did like that. How many national wins? What ages were you? Things like that.
Man, but, we got 16-year-old pros now. They ain't having the best of success, but we got 16-year-old pros now.
You ain't lying.
Game changer.
Casual boxing fan, 199 Super Chat says, "What go up? No, what go down?
What goes up must come back down."
Nah, he said, "What go down equals what's up, Southern lingo."
Oh, he's telling you, okay.
Uh huh. Shout out to you, Antoine Subba says, "Samson said he's going to send Boo Boo offer to fight David in December or January. What you think?" I hope that he does, cause Boo Boo. I seen Frank Warren said that he expects Boo Boo to pull out of the Zach Parker fight since Queensberry Promotions won that fight for $305,000, which means that he would have to fight Zach Parker for like $100K, which he'll make less than that because he's got to cut managers and trainers and all that shit. So, yeah, if Samson sends Boo Boo an offer, maybe he takes it. But what TV? Because it sounds like Espinoza wasn't fucking with Boo Boo. So I don't know. Can Samson get him on that TV? You know, I mean, obviously what Al wants is what Al gets. So if Samson got the ear of Al already, then I could see it. But can Samson get him on that TV? James Benitez with $5 Super Chat says, "Olympians get knocked out every day, B. A medal doesn't determine your greatness. Keep buying the hype. Frank, Tank, Shakur. Or the real Keyshawn not ready."
We read that.
I don't think that's the same one.
Absolutely. I read it, matter of fact.
We'll call you fast reader. We gonna do that spin for my mans? Since you read it and didn't tell me?
I mean, you had something to say on it, so you definitely were aware, but
you sure? What did James Benitez spray grab? FTWR. Yep. FTWR. James Benitez. That's sure hot today.
Then another super chat from James, $2, says Tevin versus Shakur.
Tevin Farmer? Damn. That's not a bad fight. But what was the other dude? I mean, technically speaking, I mean, you might as well take Maxi then. He got the IBO. You know what I'm saying? Who was that? James Benitez again?
Nah, that was $2, yeah. KO.
No, but the spin.
Yeah.
All right.
Cody Hall, $2 super chat says Shakur gets hit more than Devin.
Interesting. KO Surge, $5 super chat says Mayweather fights beginners and bottom of the barrel boxers nowadays. He can't let that clout go, laugh out loud. Bro craves that attention. Let's see him fight Pitbull. Okay. Well, he's in exhibitions. I don't know why people get mad that he's like not taking serious fights. These are like not meant to be pro fights. Like, that's why they're not pro fights. But $5 super chat for KO Surgeon. You're looking like you landed on a Fraqua water bottle, the only water bottle used in big glove sports. For the convenience, of course, no leaks. Head on over to Fraqua.com if you don't want to wait to be part of the raffle, Surge. But if you do, send in another 10. We hook you up and put you in the raffle. You might get the win. That looks like, could we have gotten everybody?
We got Alex in Florida on the line, by the way.
What up?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We do.
All right. Yeah, you know, actually, Jay Benitez and I talked a little bit trying to look at some options. I just don't see how Tevin Farmer will work. Yeah, he seems to be a free agent, but he hasn't won in 3 years. Hasn't fought in 2.5. I just don't see how that makes sense towards, with Shakur's projection and where he's going in his career. I think when I look in the top ranked stable, maybe that Giovanni Cabrera kid, if he signed with them, the one that.
Yeah, that beat Gabriel Flores.
No, the one that beat Gabe Flores.
Cabrera, literally just the said lefty, that.
Remember? I'm sorry?
I literally just said that.
Well, that's what I said. But anyways, and if not, what about Zaire Abdulev?
Abdulev?
That lost to Devin. Yeah, he just beat Linares. And he's with a Russian promoter.
Yeah, I think he might be with Vadim, which they do business with Top Rank.
Yeah, he with Aegis as his manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if we all remember his last fight.
The WBA,
fight,
right?
His last
with the Linares fight?
Nah, that was a BC. And his last fight was just
a BC.
Yeah, his last fight was just on ESPN Plus. So,
bro, I think Shakur about to take over. It ain't nobody that. Can
so that's the problem, though, bro. Like, you know,
good.
With Lomachenko, when it looks, you know, when Lomachenko beats Ortiz, it's obviously they're gonna try to match him up with Devin. Let's say he loses. Let's say Lomachenko loses. I would assume Devin would move up, and maybe we can get like Ortiz versus Shakur for the vacant. But there really isn't that many options at 135. But I mean, Bo just said it. Shakur is the future, I think. You don't always have to, you know, it's not always a sprint. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's a fight. Maybe we just don't see it on the radar. And it's just to stay busy and see what happens with Devin and Lomachenko. All right, guys, that's all I got. Appreciate y'all.
Yo, check this out. Core. Wrong one. Yo, check this out. Since we're talking core. He said, you're showing me a lot of love this week, Leonardo.
Who are we talking to?
Leonard Ellerbe.
Oh.
Because Leonard Ellerbe put some laughing aloud emojis on Keith Idek's tweet about Bob telling him why he thinks Leonard and Floyd won't want Tank to fight Shakur.
And you say he called him Leonardo?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Bro, tell me you ain't getting the play on words. Tell me you getting the play on words. I'm done.
Because his name's Leonard.
And?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Let it go. Is got letting of gold. Right. We got Izzy in Oklahoma. Before we got Izzy, we actually got Mike Wilkins, $2 Super Chat. Shakur versus Mickey Bay. Damn! 3 years out the game. Let's do it.
You know, that ran through my head when they said Tevin. I'm like, he fight Tevin and me. But I'm like, bro, he finna wash both. Like, dude, too good. Like, he on the highest level. If it ain't a championship fight, it won't even be competitive. And the only championship fight will be against Devin. And I would want to say it's too soon.
Maxie Hughes, baby, championship fight. Come on.
That's another wash, bro. Shakur too good. He is it.
He is too good because Hughes.
He the one you bet the house on like you used to bet on Floyd. Like,
mm-hmm.
You got 15K just sitting in the bank. Take that 15K out and put it on Shakur Stevenson.
To you make 1,000.
You know what I'm saying?
You 15, make you rack. 1,000.
You guarantee the rack.
I got Izzy in Oklahoma that says, shout out to the one and only 704. Good seeing you on here, champ. Shout out 704. We got Izzy with the $5 Super Chat, which means he gets a $5 wheel spin on our Wheel of Fortune. Spray ground bag, Izzy. Izzy. Does he really want this vegan leather official tissue spray ground bag? You can put them 750 tilts in case you win. Just saying. We got Mike Wilkins with another $2 Super Chat. Says, Shakur versus Cruz or Rolly, which I think. I think both of those are great fights, but both of those are fights that won't happen because Floyd and Al are not going to help Bob Arum build Shakur with names that they built up. Rolly is popular to you because of Floyd. Cruz is popular to you because of Floyd and Tank and them. And, you know, they're not going to give him up. They're just not going to give him up. I mean, look at the guys that Crawford fought, that Floyd let. I mean, that Al let him fight. Felix Diaz, nobody cared. You know what I mean? It's just so many dudes that, like John Molina, nobody cared. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Who we got next, Bo?
Bo, whoa, 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 whoa.
No one.
Oh, my name is Nestor Gibbs. This is the co-host, Ringwalk Danny, walking on all rings. I got Bo in Bama all the way to
Las Vegas.
But we out. Catch us on the next one.
12 o'clock Pacific.
Blue Wire, Wynn Casino. We in there. Come by. It's a glass studio. We'll be right there. You can come through. Show your titties. Show your stomach. It's all good. We in there.
We'll have your favorite boxers sitting in the chair.
Word. We out.
Peace.